Lisey Goranson is a Chicagoland native and one of the stars of ABC's hit sitcom, The Conners. And Lisey joins us once again. Hi there. How are you?
Hey, Dave. How are you?
I'm great. Good. I'm assuming back in New York. I mean, you're done with the filming. You get to have your life back for a few months.
I do. It's a glorious thing. I love my job, but not working is pretty awesome, too.
It is. I am ready for summer, so enough of the random snows now. You know, we got teased a few weeks ago, and I don't know if you were back in New York when the temperatures were, like, in their 80s or if you were still out in L.A., but now we're back to, like, we're screwed again.
Well, I couldn't believe, because you guys had the weather we had in New York. Wow. That really, really warm weekend or whatever. And then all of a sudden, my friend said it was snowing in Chicago. And yes. I went, oh, my God.
Yeah. I went to two of my youngest son's soccer games. And one week, it was 80 degrees, sweltering, ice. I wish I wore shorts. And then the next week, I was getting pelted with, like, it wasn't quite hail, but it was like these little ice pellets in 36-degree weather. I'm like, what the hell? But that, you know, that's Chicago, right?
It sure is. I guess it's the spring too, right? It's all over the place. Although when I was in Los Angeles for whatever the last 2 or 3 months that we were shooting, it was pouring rain, like Chicago style, oh. Not LA style, not a drizzle where everyone's wearing their wellies. And I'm saying to everyone, I'm from Chicago, you don't wear wellies in this weather, uh-huh. But like legit rain.
Wow.
And everyone was in awe. And granted, as we know in Chicago and the East Coast, that rain brings beautiful, you know, flora and whatever, but which it did in LA, but it was just really, really bizarre.
You know what I think about it when it rains too? Yes, it does bring some nice greenery and trees blooming and all that stuff, but it also gets the salt and the crap off the streets. That's what I always think about, like how dirty the streets look in the wintertime. And that just kind of like a refreshing push, you know, to just a more comfortable time in Chicago, you know?
Well, I was visiting my friend in D.C. last weekend, actually my friend from Evanston, and there was so much pollen in the air. We were walking, you know, we were taking these long walks in D.C., and there was like our eyes were itchy, and we were breathing in the pollen.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you would think, oh, it's like a weekend in D.C., whatever, but we were like, please rain, please rain. And then it rained. And it was such a relief. I mean, it was just, the air was cleaner, the streets were cleaner, we were cleaner.
Yeah, I bet. So you're out in D.C., so you didn't make it back to Chicago, so you haven't done a Cubs game yet this season, no?
No, but I will be there
good.
Soon in May. I can't wait.
Awesome.
I am so ready for a Cubs game. I'm ready to just be back and that'll be a very happy week.
You're going to need a program because it's really hard to navigate the lineup and who everybody, I mean, there's of course some familiar faces, but you know, it's an education trying to get to know who all the players are.
I know I'm going to have to do some research, I think.
It does. It feels like 2004. It feels like, you know, a couple years, 2-3 years before we won the World Series where, you know, you got your familiar faces, but you're just trying to navigate through the group and be like, all right, who's this? Oh, he's good. Don't remember his name, but okay, no, we like this guy. That's what kind of it feels like right now, you know?
Yeah, well, and I remember, you know, when everyone was, like, remember that sweep where everyone was let go all at once?
Mm-hmm.
Like, a few years ago,
yeah.
I was actually on my way to see the Cubs in D.C., and it was like, I walked into this bar near the stadium, near the field, and this woman was wearing her Cubs, you know, gear, and she just said, can I have a hug? You know, because who is on the team anymore?
Yeah. Can we have a hug? I like that.
Yeah, she's like, can I have a hug? And I was like, absolutely, because it was like we were bereft. You know,
that day, that week that it was like in the 80s, I took my kids to the game. And I will tell you, we were sitting maybe a few rows behind the Cubs dugout. And I'm not kidding you. We paid $18 a ticket, because this time of year, you can get $6 seats in like April, early May, because people are anticipating it's going to be cold and crappy. So I paid, you know, the three of us, I guess, you know, $60. I probably spent more on food and drinks and everything else than I did for the tickets. Great ticket, you know, great place for the game. And opening weekend, I don't know if you saw this on social, but the Billy Goat had a pop-up there. And they must have paid Bill Murray to be there. But Bill Murray was there just he was jabbing at the guys the whole time. So they've got one concession stand now at Wrigley that they're going to rotate, you know, classic restaurants and newer restaurants through there. So every time they're in town, you get a kind of a new experience, which is really smart, by the way.
So could there be a wiener circle pop-up where everyone's yelling at me?
It'd be great. It'd be great for the kids.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it makes sense, right?
I love that idea, the wiener circle. Yeah, and speaking of which, I was going to say, my favorite story about that, you know, that's online, is when Jack McBrayer was on Conan O'Brien and getting just pummeled by these people. He was on your show, right? This last season, last couple seasons?
He was on our show, and he was absolutely lovely.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's cool.
What a great guy. And such a, you know, he really has like that Chicago vibe. I mean, he's clearly a Southerner, but he's a Chicagoan at heart.
I love that. I love that. You're a Bears fan too. Now, after weeks of trade speculation, Green Bay has agreed to move Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. So, like, how do you feel about that? I mean, we've obviously in Chicago, that's great. Yeah.
I don't live very far from the Meadowlands.
Oh, okay.
And it's a little, like, I'm having second thoughts about my investment in this property because he's going to be so close.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it, but I don't feel good. Mm. He's too close to me now.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't even look. There's no schedules out.
Whatever. He'll just take his attitude wherever he goes with him,
right? I think so. Yeah, I think so. But this opens up, you know, outside of the draft happening as we speak, like this opens up a door, I think, for maybe winning some games against Green Bay, because who knows, you know, obviously what's going to happen there. I mean, we have our own struggles, but maybe we'll have
a
chance.
That's right, Dave. Let's look on the bright side.
Right? Absolutely. Oh, there is bright sides all over this.
Oh, let's build up our defense a little bit and
I like
obliterate them. Yeah. That sounds great.
I like it. I like it. All right, so plans for the summer, like any concerts on your list? Like anything you want to see? Like what would you go see, if I should ask?
Well, I'll tell you this, for all you Chicagoans.
Mm-hmm.
I did get tickets to see Bruce Springsteen at Wrigley.
Ditto.
Oh, good. We'll have a beer,
I
Dave.
Think so.
That'll
old
be
style.
Great.
Hopefully an old style. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. not any of that expensive stuff.
No. There
Although Three Floyds from Indiana is pretty good.
It's good. Yeah, it's very good, too. Absolutely.
I saw that on the menu here in New York, like, last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is really impressive. And everyone was like, calm down. And I'm like, no, the fact that whoever has Three Floyds, like, that's kind of next level.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
Yeah. Oh, no. Zombie dust? You like the zombie dust? What do you like?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I normally just drink, you know, like old style-esque beers. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, if something is like that highfalutin, like Three Floyds, you got to take advantage.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. Well, I love Springsteen, though, because, I mean, yeah, Springsteen and Wrigley, two awesome things together. But there's a load of concerts here in Chicago, and I'm telling our listeners, too. Like,
well, really, really, I mean, I haven't been to Pitchfork in a few years, but this lineup for Pitchfork is, I think, the best lineup in years and years. So I have my tickets to that. I'm going to fly in. I'm so excited. I love, you know, once you get a little older, it's hard to go to a festival, but I thought, you know, I still got it.
It's, you look great.
I'm still a cool kid.
Yeah, you are. You are.
I can pull this off.
You don't look your age anyway, but I will tell you that it's not about you can't do it. It's just you lose your patience walking through a festival crowd, you know?
Well, it's also, you don't, I mean, in July, you know, I mean,
oh, yeah.
The weather could be perfect. Like, that's, I remember sure. being, you know, by the river last year, and it was a perfect day, and yeah, I was drinking a glass of wine with my friends, and, you know, the boats were there. I mean, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
But you never know. Like, then I went to a Pitchfork where it was just sweltering and humid. And then you're outside going, oh, my God, how yeah. much do I like this band, you know?
Or Mudslide, which is
amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, look at this. Janet Jackson, Taylor Swift, Nickelback, Stevie Nicks, Morgan Wallen, Beyonce, Dave Matthews, Ed Sheeran, Madonna, Pink, Guns N' Roses, Depeche Mode. I mean, you know, and maybe I'm thinking, God, this is a really busy summer for concerts. But I got to look back maybe the last few years just sucked because of what was going on, you know, with the pandemic yeah. and everything. So maybe
no,
this
but
is,
it is kind of next level.
It is.
Like some of the concerts this season. I don't know when the Conners is coming back. That's kind of when we usually come back. But so I'm going to have to negotiate something because, you know,
yeah,
gotta see Bruce.
Yeah, and we don't, you know, we don't want to see the writers go on strike, but it might make your summer a little easier. We're talking to my friend Lisa Goranson of ABC's The Conners, and there's more with her next on 720 WGN. Lisa Goranson from ABC's The Conners is joining us. So here's what I noticed on the show, because we're coming up to the season finale. I'd like to see your character like find some permanent, like, happiness, you know, you dealt with,
yeah.
I mean, you dealt with alcoholism, and there's some gambling, and then going to school, and single mom, and dating here and there, and Sean Astin, like, that, you know, we knew from, you know, growing up, movies and stuff, like, is kind of your new love interest, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I like it. I like his character.
Yeah, and it was just such a, I don't know if you saw it, but it was just a really sweet episode. You know, it kind of took Becky by surprise. You know, Aunt Jackie and Louise are trying to set her up and trying to get her out back dating. And, you know, she was kind of at the end of her rope. And then all of a sudden she, you know, talks to Tyler, who's the Sean Astin character, and they kind of hit it off, and he's really sweet. And it's just so funny that for someone my age, you know, my friends from Evanston, we have like a text chain, and I was saying, guess who's my boyfriend? And then, so I had them guessing, and I said, you know, he's someone from like a throwback, whatever. And then some of my friends said, oh, I had his picture on my wall, and, you know, and
yeah.
Like, I was in junior high school or whatever. So, and I told him that, and he was like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. And I was like, come on, Sean, you must be used to this by now.
You know, I saw so you tell me this is the last one or one of the last ones. Like, the last one I saw, because I have to play catch up sometimes, was when you were sitting at a bar with him and his mother was next to him. Was that the last one or a couple times ago, a few times ago?
That was not last night,
okay.
But the one last week.
Last week,
but,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, and Mo Gaffney was his mom, played his mom, and she's fantastic.
Hysterical. Yeah.
Yeah. So funny, but it was so sweet when he was on the show. First of all, what a lovely human being. I mean, could not be sweeter. And it was so funny because, you know, a lot of the cast and crew, you know, would come up to me and say, like, well, could he come back? Do you think he can be your boyfriend on the show? Can we keep him, Mom? You know, like, can we adopt him? And I was like, with all due respect, you guys, I love Sean, but, like, I don't make these decisions.
That's right. That's right. Yes, that's correct.
I could put a great word in, but,
yeah,
you know, I'm not the power person around here.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It was just so sweet because everyone just loved him so much. And, you know, he's been around. He's had quite the career. And then you have someone cornering him, like saying, every time I see Rudy, I'm crying.
Aww.
You know, and he's like, yeah. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
He's very gracious. But you think, you know, everyone's talking to him about something he did when he was a child. Like, I'm still crying every time I see Rudy. I mean,
you know,
very sweet.
You know, it's funny, like, some people, when they grow up, they just don't look like they used to. There was something just popped up on my Instagram about, like, where is everyone from 16 Candles, the movie 16 Candles now? And some of them, you know, very, very familiar. But the other ones are like, whoa. Like, wow, okay, does not look like himself or like we remember him anymore. But he does. He totally does.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's it's always nice to meet someone, you know, we're talking about like Jack Brayer, mm-hmm. Sean, that just like really completely seem unaffected. It's just, I mean, it's sad to expect otherwise, but when it's just a kind person, then it makes things so much easier.
No question. No question. Lisa Goranson, catcher on the Connors Wednesdays 7 on ABC. All right. One of your 10 times here this summer. Let's grab a pizza in an old style, or I'll take you to the Salt Shed and you can check that out.
Oh my gosh, the Salt Shed. I'm going to take you up on that. I'm going to look online and see what's going on there.
Yeah, look at the lineup. Absolutely.
And in the meanwhile, a message to the new mayor from me and Dave Plyer, please. Communication is key.
Yeah.
You can't have these different things going on when you want to see both things. When I want to see Chris Fork and Horace Girl, there needs to be some communication here, people.
Quite sure the mayor's responsible for that piece, but I got you. I'm with you. I'm with you, Lisa. Great talking to you.
You too, Dave.
All right, John Anderson of Yes is up next after the top stories on 720 WGN.